ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم everyone. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. You know, us as human beings, we have a need to be loved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with this need. This is one of our core needs, to be loved. And Islam encourages us to build this love, to love one another. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tahaddu tahabbu," that give gifts to one another, you will love one another. He also said that you will not enter paradise until you have faith. And you will not have faith until you love each other. Shall I show you something that if you did it, you would love each other? Spread the salam between yourselves. We are encouraged to give gifts to one another, to build this love, to spread the salam to those who we know and those also that we don't know, to smile in the face of our brother and sister. And it is from the perfection of one's faith that they love for their brother and sister what they love for themselves. And we strive to meet this need of love in a positive way. The problem comes when we meet this need in a negative way. In order to be accepted at school, at work, we resort to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go against our principles, our values, just so that we can be accepted. Striving to please people at the expense of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never bring about love. Instead, the opposite's gonna happen. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever seeks the pleasure of Allah by the displeasure of people, then Allah will be pleased with him and will make the people pleased with him. And whoever seeks the pleasure of people by the displeasure of Allah, Allah will be displeased with him and will make the people displeased with him." So we see in this hadith that we should strive for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it means displeasing others. You know, this need to have friends, to be accepted and have peers, it's a very strong need. But if we build it on the wrong foundations, then what's the point of it? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with us, what have we truly gained? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we have, then what have we lost? Because not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us, but He will also make those people who we need in our lives, He will make them accept us and love us as well. Perhaps if we understood what happens when Allah loves us, it will make it easier to put His pleasure before the pleasure of others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah loves someone, He calls Jibreel and He says, "I love this person, so you should love him as well." And then Jibreel loves him and makes an announcement in the heaven saying, "Allah loves this person and you should love him." Then the dwellers of the heavens, the angels, they love him. And this person is honored on the earth. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when Allah is angry with someone, He tells Jibreel and He says, "I resent this person, so you should resent him as well." Then Jibreel resents this person and makes an announcement in the heavens saying that Allah hates this person, so you should resent him as well. Then they become resentful with him and he is hated on the earth. Can you imagine if Allah is calling out our names? He says, "O Jibreel, I love Fatima. O Jibreel, I love Muhammad. O Jibreel, I love so-and-so," mentioning us by name. And then Jibreel alayhi salam starts loving us and everyone in the heavens loves us. And Allah puts acceptance in people's hearts for us. And He will put the right people in our place, because we don't need the company of everyone, but we need the love of the right people, those who want good for us. So what can we do to earn Allah's love? Well, let's look at the Quran for some examples about the qualities that Allah loves, so that we can increase ourselves in these qualities.
إن الله يحب المحسنين إن الله يحب المتقين إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين إن الله يحب المقسطين والله يحب الصابرين.
Some of the qualities that Allah loves, the people that Allah loves are the muhsinun, the people who strive for excellence, the ones who try to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if they are seeing Him. And even though they can't see Him, they know that He is watching them. Allah loves these people, those who do their best in their ibadah, and not only that, but they also strive to be a source of benefit for others. They do good towards others. You know, they spread love, they spread goodness, they spread kindness. And Allah loves also the people of taqwa. They are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obey His commandments and stay away from that which He has forbidden. Allah also loves those people who repent often and the ones who purify themselves. Allah loves when His slave turns back to Him, no matter what they have done. Because He is at-tawwab, the one who always accepts repentance. And He is al-ghafoor al-wadood. You know, the one who is always forgiving. And al-wadood, the one who loves. A person can be extremely disobedient to Allah. And then comes a point in their lives when they realize that this is not how I'm supposed to be behaving. And they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that He is al-ghafoor, al-tawwab, the one who forgives and accepts the repentance. Then after this repentance, Allah is al-wadood, al-rahim. Allah turns to this person with love and mercy. Allah also loves the people who are just. He loves justice. And Allah also loves those who are patient. If we want the love of Allah, then we obey Him and we follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ.
Allah is saying that if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. Follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this will bring about the love of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. And these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that were mentioned, these are some of the qualities. But we should ask ourselves when we recite these ayat, when we listen to the hadith about the qualities that Allah loves, you know, where am I in relationship to these qualities? Which ones do I have? Which ones do I need to work on? How can I work on them? If Allah loves these qualities, then we need to try to improve ourselves in these areas, so that we become from those that Allah loves. And if Allah loves us, what more do we need? And at the same time, we make sure we don't do the things that Allah doesn't love. Allah says He doesn't love oppression, injustice, transgression, deception. These are some of the qualities that Allah doesn't love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love, and to love the people that He loves, and to love the actions that is beloved to Him. And make sure you mention what was most useful for you in the comments. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.